The time is 6 o'clock in the p.m. You are not listening at home because fuck those guys. This is the Mascot Wedding Show. Radio's hour of unspeakable power. My name is David Hotta.
My name is Mac Blake. This is usually the show where we take your phone calls, but fuck them. What else is the rest of that part?
I think all of it is irrelevant because we're not on the radio.
My name is Mac Blake. This is the show where we usually open the phone lines to the community, but instead we will be taking your tweets. We're at Mascot Wedding. If you'd like us to talk about something, at Mascot Wedding, tweet at us.
Yeah.
Anything said on this show is just the opinion of the person that said it. Nobody cares. Hey, guys. Thanks for coming out.
Yes. Yay. Thank you so much.
This is Austin Sketch Fest, the third one of these, or 2012. Getting close to that apocalypse, David.
Yeah.
This isn't like a set bit. I'm not like, all right, David, do your apocalypse jokes.
Hey, you remember that one guy, Coney? What's he got to do with everything? I don't know.
What a welcoming joke.
What a fun way to start this.
Remember that guy that forces kids to kill other kids?
I never saw the video. Spoiler alert.
I didn't see it either, but I heard about
Hello,
it.
Hello, Netflix? Yeah, I want to return that Coney 2012 video.
I'm just put on...
Yeah, I don't want my $20 back that I paid for it.
You know, the best part about that is that Netflix has really good phone customer support.
I went all the way to the top. I called Arthur Netflix. I kicked over his door. Kicked over?
His door was just loosely propped
up. Exactly. Well, he's not doing well. I don't know if you've seen the stock market.
That's true. That whole Quickster thing.
That's right.
Man, I bet
I lost my door on that deal. Yeah.
Shitty stand-up comedians that are on the road a lot are like really bummed out because they're like, Quickster, that's a dumb name. I'll get years of material about this.
That's what my wife calls me. They changed the name back to what? My wife doesn't call me Netflix. Unless that one time when I had netting on and I kept flicking her. The cold embrace of the microphone.
My wife calls me Netflix because I only come twice a week. Hey, actually, that's not bad. With our busy schedules, that's pretty good.
Twice a week? What's your secret?
I know. It's a good amount of sexing.
A good amount of sexing.
Oh, boy. So, David, are you enjoying Austin Sketch Fest?
I am. It's kind of the best. It's one of my favorite times of the year. It happens every Memorial Day weekend, and it's just a big old fun party.
It's true. Is anyone here going to go see Paul F. Tompkins later? Yeah. Is anyone here want to but not have tickets? I don't have like tickets to throw out. I shouldn't have done that. Sorry.
The 23rd caller will win a spot in line.
Who's got my phone number? Nobody does? Fair enough. So we were in some other stuff this weekend, and I was at Hyde Park Theater and ready to go on, and I'm hiding in the back. This is a story. And
gather round. This actually kind of feels like The Moth in a weird way.
What's the Moth? Oh.
That dumb NPR thing.
When you said that, I thought like The Mothman Prophecies. That Richard Gere movie.
This does feel like The Mothman Prophecies. Yeah. I'm sorry. I derailed your story.
There's a Mothman. Fair enough.
That's a very good Richard Gere, by the way.
I'm Richard Gere. We got to find the Mothman.
Get in the car, pretty woman.
You're a prostitute now, but a lady forever. Stupid. So I'm in the back of the theater and waiting to go on, and the guy working tech comes up and he's like, hey, we need a password for this computer. Nick's computer. Nick Ramirez from Hot Property.
Friend of the show.
I don't know if he's here. But where do you go? Anyway, whatever. Good story, Mac. And so I'm like, I'll go get him. And so I run around the side of the theater, but as soon as I take a step outside, I bite it on some gravel.
Yeah.
And like scrape up my arm a little bit and just kind of get hurt. Mm-hmm. And then when I get to the front of the theater, I'm like, we need Nick, find password computer. And it was like, oh, it's already been taken care of, you're dumb. But last night I'm at a show, and I'm messing around with my hand because where I scraped up still hurts, and I found a piece of gravel still stuck in my hand.
Hey!
Yeah.
That's weird.
Taking care of myself.
I also found a little slug going up, up my arm. Craziness.
It's like the plot of that movie Dreamcatcher, right?
You're just going to ruin every movie
for me? Sorry, guys.
I thought it was a delightful movie about savages.
So yeah, I'm enjoying Sketchfest. I don't know why I chose to lead with that anecdote. Like that's like, man, I got gravel in my hand. Yeah.
Hey, tell me about the shows you saw or were in.
Well, there was this one
piece of cement.
Piece of cement. We'll tell you what, you want to bring up our guests?
Sure, let's do it.
Yeah, they are performing tonight at 10 p.m. with Delicious Moments. Tickets still available. They are some awesome sketch powerhouses. They thank you so much for coming on the show. Ladies and gentlemen, you're terrific neighbors.
Thanks for having us.
That was a big step.
No steps on the stage.
No steps.
Just came right up, split my chinos.
So for the purposes of those listening to this podcast later, starting off hot.
Yeah.
We have
Joel.
Joel Osborne.
Osborne.
Curtis.
All right. Sure.
Luciani.
Curtis Luciani. And
Courtney Hopkin.
Courtney Hopkin. You're like the person of the Dandy Warhols.
Yeah, just like.
Yeah, just like. Courtney Taylor Taylor.
Dude was named Courtney.
Okay, you're talking to Courtney Taylor Taylor. I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's not a thing. Don't
no,
worry.
It is. Well, every time I hear Courtney Taylor Taylor, I think of Jonathan Taylor Thomas, and I can't stop now.
Uh-huh.
JTT.
Thank you forever.
Who? JTT?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, fair enough.
Oh, he's also a necromancer, and he won't die.
They didn't go into that a lot on the show, Home Improvement, that he was a necromancer.
Oh, because he was one in real life, not the show, stupid.
You have to watch the pilot to get that backstory.
Really?
Because in the pilot of Home Improvement, there's actually this extended bit where you meet all the actors, they do the show, and then the camera just follows them off the stage as they walk into the set, and you see the audience, they're like, hey, we had fun, we talked about tools, Tim learned something, but you should learn a little few things about the people behind this show. And they were planning to do every episode like that.
A show and a show and a show.
Yeah.
Because he had a show.
And the network gave them some notes and said, no, let's just stay focused on the world. We don't, first of all, sitcoms aren't typically 45 minutes, and we're not going to make a slot for that.
That was 45 minutes pre-commercials, too.
Yeah. So really
commercials,
weird.
That was a good hour 20.
Exactly.
Yeah. Hour 20, exactly.
Yeah. I wish they had done that on the show, because it would have been awesome to see Tim go up to, what's that guy's name?
Earl Hindman?
Al. Wilson.
Yeah, Wilson, and ask him about what to do if his son's a necromancer. It's
Will?
Like, Al, the he summons people from dead.
Something they always say.
Yeah, what would a good necromancer saying be?
Once a necromancer, always not dead.
We'll edit that part out, what Courtney just said.
No, that's all right. That's good.
Got that off a t-shirt in Cancun.
Could you copy and paste that part so it happens twice in
the
podcast?
Don't give the people that peek behind the audio editing curtain.
Yeah, exactly. No audacity humor.
Tell us about your show. It's coming up later tonight.
Well?
It's a 45-minute sitcom.
No, that's...
No, it's not.
Yeah.
We are Delicious Moments.
No, we're not. We're your terrific neighbors, and the show we're going to do, it should be fun.
There's going to be some new stuff.
There's some new stuff. There's some old favorites.
Like, what are some old... I'll see it.
Anyone listening to this should definitely travel into the past and see the show, I suppose.
Well, ideally, we're talking to the audience who hasn't bought their tickets yet. The vast audience that's here.
Yeah. Look at all these people.
But I'm pretty sure literally everybody here could get in for free.
Yeah. Like this is like one of those Fugazi shows. All of these people are going to go start a podcast of their own, even though we're just in the basement of someone's college dorm.
Like that one, was it Sex Pistols show?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, or like the Fugazi show, which is what I said
right,
first.
Right, there was...
Nah, whatever.
There was nothing.
What is your podcast going to be about?
Son of a...
Boo, never mind. Show canceled.
What are you doing here? You should be tailgating.
Yeah.
This is my tailgate.
I love it.
You're not on mic, buddy. Stop ruining our show.
That should be a great shirt for the show. Like, Mascot Wedding, this is my tailgate. Right?
One person would buy that shirt.
That orphan boy loved it. We have it in soot color.
I was about to say, we should.
So would you be willing to pay the price of a Jersey's tea? Plus however many iron-on letters are involved, plus 20%.
We'd go silkscreen on it.
I don't know.
I'm not ironing it on. I'm not Punky Brewster. I've got money. I got so much money. Get out of that fridge
box. Look, David, no one can see this. This is a podcast, but he's a tuck-in kind of guy. I got to think he's an iron kind of guy.
I'm a tuck-in guy.
I'm tucked in right now, too.
Oh.
You're talking about shirts, right? Because in high school, people would call me Tuckin because I like to take my dick between my
legs.
I'm
looking at David's Facebook profile right now.
Hold on. You liked to tuck your dick in between your legs?
I'd fuck
me. Man, this class is boring. You know what I like to do? I like to make a fruit salad in the back.
We'll edit out this part of the podcast. Fruit salad. Oh, my camera wants to take a picture. That's not entertaining. You were saying, Joel?
I'd fuck me.
Oh, okay. Excellent.
Silence of the Lambs.
We're all on board.
There's
Red Dragon.
You know, the Buffalo Bill, and there's like that scene where he's in Football. His basement, and then he's like totally, oh, that's my phone.
Yeah.
Hannibal.
Oh, boy, Joel.
Really?
Yeah. Hannibal Rising.
Mom, I got to call you back. All right, bye.
Tell her you're on a podcast and tell her what a podcast
Explain the process. I had posted something the other day, and it was like, was it lunch? 2 weeks ago on the show? We had that sketch group Skinny Bitch Jesus meeting.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I posted about it. I was like, oh, a Skinny Bitch Jesus meeting on the Mascot Wedding Show podcast. And I think the only word my grandmother would understand in there was like show and Jesus. Meeting also would confuse her.
My grandma would understand bitch.
Okay.
That's so good for you, Mac.
Yeah.
Mac's grandma, what are you doing here?
I'm so happy.
How's heaven, grandma? Happy now, Courtney? Hilarious bit about my dead grandma. Thanks.
You're the one who said she was reading Facebook from heaven.
Okay. Hey, I think Jonathan Taylor Thomas has been visiting your grandma's too.
You son of a bitch.
Oh, that's messed up, Curtis.
Old way, tucked in Taylor. You
said that's messed up, David.
You said,
unfurl yourself back into life as I unfurl myself from my pants.
Who's that?
That's dumb. What a bad joke.
I like you said my grandma was checking Facebook in heaven. Checking Facebook is heaven. Just updating it constantly. Oh, the thrill. What a joyous updating process. Anyway.
Are you going for another shirt on that one?
What's
checking Facebook is heaven.
Yeah. Sad t-shirts.
Oh, my God. Speaking of, I was at... Here we go. I was at Walmart the other day.
It's a weird
speaking of. So excited.
Because you know how like Walmart has like those like comedy shirts now?
Do where they?
It's like, yeah. Where it's like, you
hey,
know.
How are their towels these days?
Their towels are soft.
I don't mean
and
to
elegant.
Corner you, but why were you at Walmart?
Okay.
Is that part of the story?
No, it's not.
Can it be?
Because since I ride the bus, it's literally the only place I can go on my lunch break and still get back in a decent time.
So, T.O., what? Walk us through a typical lunch break at Walmart. I walk up to McDonald's and they go, hey, David.
Yeah. And I say, you know what I like, Israel.
And then you sit next to Ronald McDonald as he's got his arm around you on the bench.
No, it's the McDonald's off of 35, so it's Ronaldo McDonald. Yeah, because it's not affiliated with McDonald's. It's misspelled. So I eat there. Faster than anyone's eaten anything. And then I just walk around and wait for the next bus to come, which is about 45 minutes away.
Oh, my God.
So I take a lot of pictures of the movies in the electronics section and check out the new toys to see if they got anything I like.
So when you get back to work, do you just look in the mirror and go, yeah.
I say, how do you done it again? And then I masturbate.
How are you liking, what Walmart's doing in terms of, retail strategies these days? How are the end caps? What are the aisles feeling
Thank
like?
Thank you, Curtis, for asking the important questions.
You know, I just shop there, right? I'm not like a stakeholder in Walmart.
Well, apparently you go there every day. So, I mean, you got to be having some days where you're like, messed up the end caps today, fellas.
So
I don't know. This bargain's not that compelling.
Managing a Walmart must be challenging.
No, Joel, you're not understanding. I just go there every day. I don't manage it.
Okay. I hear that they pay their truck drivers real well.
Really?
Yeah.
Could I drive like 45 minutes a day? Or?
Are you serious, Joel?
My aunt is a truck driver.
Okay, because I'm about to ask, how did that information get to you? You look at a lot of Walmart, truck driver, message
my
boards.
Aunt is a
but
truck
you just
driver
told me, yeah.
At Walmart.
You want to give her a shout out, a podcast shout out?
Madeline Osborne, what?
So, David, I understand that you live in a Walmart.
Yeah, yes.
My Jennifer Connelly's there with you.
Oh, man.
When the lights go down.
You kidding me? Every day would be a white sale at Walmart.
Wait. Why didn't you do the... Why'd you do the, like, the locked-in Target joke and not the...
Not what? The what?
The girl that had the baby in Walmart joke.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Who was... what's her name?
What?
Jennifer...
You know that woman that was in that movie?
Labyrinth?
Natalie Portman.
What movie?
Wasn't she in a movie where she had a baby in Walmart?
You're listening to Remembering Things Slowly, brought to you by the internet.
The movie's called Where the Heart Is.
Yeah.
Rated R.
Hey, has anyone else got something they can't quite remember? let's do this.
We'll open the floor up to questioning in a second. Actually, before we get on to your... I totally derailed your Walmart story.
It's fine. It was about a shirt.
That was my shirt.
Joke
shirt.
Hear it. I want to hear the joke shirt.
No, it's they have like funny shirts at Walmart, and one of them is like the little Facebook like poke hand icon,
yeah.
And it just pokes to a thing, pointing to a thing that says 3 million people don't like you. And like that's
take that.
Yeah, exactly. That's a shirt that sells. Let's assume. Any hoozles. So, yes,
you know,
I work at a Walmart.
I've often wondered, you know how there are those, just those shirts that are just kind of like nasty and aggressive, whether it's something like that or like one of those like big dog shirts where it's just like basically the message of the shirt is basically like, yeah, bleh. Do you think that that kind of like having that yeah. sort of steam valve in place so people can kind of just like off gas a little bit of, you know, sociopathic energy that they build up from a life of frustration has driven the murder rate slowly
so
down
like,
over the course of years?
Oh, I'm going to go out and kill someone I don't know. Nah, I'll just wear my favorite shirt.
So that's yeah. like, yeah. I'm going to blow off some
I'm
steam.
I'm stupid. Take that.
I just want everyone to know, get off the porch if you're not going to run with me. Or else I'd go falling down on them. But
I like how this Walmart Big Dog t-shirt references the movie Falling Down.
He's a very savvy customer.
Is it like one of those big like St. Bernard puppies or not
yeah.
puppies, whatever, but he's like holding the briefcase and the gun with the Michael Douglas
with
buzz cut?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's exactly what it is.
Cool, that sounds fun.
Yeah.
I also like that you, that's to Curtis's point, you get really frustrated, you want to go out there and kill someone, but you just put on that t-shirt and you're like, ugh. Oh, fine. Another day.
Or I wonder if anyone's ever gone up to kill somebody and then saw a funny shirt and laughed so hard they decided not to.
It's like, you son of a bitch, you slept. What? You want to be a millionaire? What's the back say? That is your final answer? And you son of a bitch.
Welp, see you later.
Get over here. I'm going to kill you, hug you to death. What? Kill you to death? That's not a thing.
Hey, that is a thing. That's
it's funny.
That
I came here to kill you, and you're the one killing me.
It's murder is killing you to death.
It's a time we all gather around the fire to tell stories. We paint it on the walls of our caves. Now we wear these t-shirts. Anyhow, it's just something to think about.
Courtney, how do you feel about t-shirts?
It's good.
Good stuff.
Courtney,
Courtney,
who is now wearing one of those bikini t-shirts.
The one that makes you look like
I'm
you're
a federal
wearing a
bikini inspector.
Shirt.
Like
has a bikini
how's work?
Lady printed
it's
on
good.
It.
It's good. There's a lot of bikinis to look at.
When yeah. you inspect them, is it just, I don't want to do that?
No, it's quality control.
Okay.
It's you know strength. Do you fit into it well? Mm-hmm. You're coming out the side.
That's that kind of dumb national agency that Obama started, am I right? Those tax and spend
he's
Democrats.
Boss.
Starting those Federal Bureau
this?
Of Bikini Inspection.
Who are you talking about?
Obama.
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 Who? I call him Boss Obama.
What's you know, that?
I don't like that.
The Bikini President. Can we get that started? 2012, reelect the Bikini President.
You're just going to Photoshop his head on a bunch of bikini ladies?
Or like David Lee Roth's head. Like, Zip-a-doo-bop, vote for me.
It's like we're at an Obama
what?
Rally.
Seriously, though. That's a good point that you raise. I am willing to bet $10 right now to anyone here that within 20 years, David Lee Roth will run for and be elected to the U.S. Senate. I posit it is no more ridiculous than what happened with Sonny Bono or uh-huh. any of the other folks of the entertainment business who've gone into politics.
George Goober Lindsay.
I think David Lee Roth is a good fit, and I'm willing to, if you're listening to this, Dave, Mr. Lee Roth, and I know you are.
He is.
I am willing to start up a super PAC in support of your campaign. So let's do this. Who's with me?
There's almost
Skiddly Biddly Bop. Skiddly Biddly Bop. Skiddly Biddly Bop. Skiddly Biddly Bop.
All right.
Tell you what, we got to take a break and take a word. We got to you say this.
Yeah, we actually have a sponsor for today's show. It's Diversions Nightclub. So we're just going to do a quick ad for them, and we'll be right back.
Hey, Austin, when's the last time you partied?
That's too long!
Head on down to Diversions Nightclub, Austin's hottest new night spot. Did someone say drinks?
Ladies!
It's always Hap Ladies Night at Diversions. We got dollar wells, dollar drafts, $3 you call it, plus the shorter your skirt.
The more we pour.
Work God, you're down? We'll tell your boss to shut up, because at Diversions Nightclub, we're blowing the whistle at 5 p.m. with our all-night happy hour. Drink specials so crazy, you'll swear that we're sociopaths, only able to mimic human emotions, but never have them. Did that bird say something about three levels of dance? Diversions is going live with three full levels of rump thumping.
Floor one.
The hottest house in techno.
Floor two.
Get funky with your favorite hip-hop hits.
Floor three.
Bring some cocaine and leg warmers because it's all the dancing best of the 80s. And all three levels will steam your giblets with booty-shaking ass bass.
What does that mean?
How dare you question me? Austin, I hope you have laser-proof skin because we have...
Dance lasers.
Dance lasers?
Dance lasers.
Dance lasers.
Dance lasers.
Dance lasers.
So call up your local rideshare or van pool and tell your babysitter to pack a toothbrush because we got... Because for every minute you're not a Diversions, we kill a hostage.
Diversions.
See you there. And we're back. Look at the... have you ever worked a light board before, sound guy Andrew Schmitz?
No.
You're crushing it right now.
Yeah, you kidding me?
I wish you could see it, podcast listener.
It's red now.
Yes. Before there was a disco ball.
Then it was blue.
Now we're going to do a radio reset. Hey, you're listening to the Matt Scowning Show. My name is Mac Blake.
My name is David Hatta.
Special in theater, in ballroom guests. Your terrific neighbors.
Joel Osborne.
Curtis Luciani.
Courtney Hopkin.
And you guys got a show coming up tonight.
Yes.
It's true.
In mere
moments.
Hours.
Are you guys fully rehearsed?
We wrote it.
Take that.
I'm taking it.
Well, I feel like there's more steps. Are there not more?
Mm. We have to memorize.
Well, that's good, eight-year-olds.
We got clothes that are just for characters.
Are you wearing stage clothes
Things
right now?
We hold that are pertinent to the sketch.
Child's interview. That's
how it really
you,
is.
Since this is coming out after Sketchfest and we're totally safe, this show's going to be fucking stupid.
Hey, y'all. Come on.
No, it's going to be good. It's going to be good. You guys are going to enjoy it. It's going to, I think it's going to change the way you think about it.
What is it?
The show that happened.
Yeah. Oh, so wait.
So before you thought you were going to a show and then afterwards you saw it.
When the show starts, you form an impression, an opinion
Done.
Of the show.
Check and you're right. Like, oh, wow, this is a show where no one's on stage. It's just a guy hosting a show and then the lights go down.
Hate it.
Then we come out and we start our show and you're like, oh, I guess this is the beginning of the show.
B minus.
And then you're like,
do you
okay,
encourage people to yell out letter
grades? This is kind
grades?
Of the middle of the show.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Hold on. They've done different things now. My opinion's evolving and changing over time.
They're playing different characters. They're holding different things that are pertinent to each sketch.
And by the end?
Lots of clothes.
And you think to yourself, B minus.
But that's after adjusting expectations. So rounding up, that's almost an A.
Exactly.
That's true. That's yeah. true.
And I'm going to say it's a B minus on the scale of all possible things. Like, I don't know. If Shakespeare or the theory of relativity or figuring out the double helix is an A+, this show is a very solid B-.
Damn. Well,
but that's also before the curve. So if you throw out the best show at Sketchfest and the worst show at Sketchfest, you're looking at maybe an A-.
That's possible. I mean, look,
I haven't
a mathematician.
I haven't checked your math. But definitely
do it.
Possible.
We'll defy you.
We'll be recording a second podcast after the show where we'll just all give letter grades to it.
Yeah, I mean, I am not an honorary doctor in education, as you are, David Hara, in emulation of your hero, Dr. William
Hara.
Cosby.
Don't care for Oh, that chiropractor, Dr. William H. Cosby, PhD, ED.
Yes.
Yes.
Wait, did I pronounce your lame wrong?
Your lame name? Is that what you just said?
Whoa.
I'm tripping over my tongue, not a radio professional. Did I pronounce your name wrong?
It's a small tweak. It's Hara.
Hara.
Yeah.
I was like, Hara.
No, like Edith Hara. Bunker.
Did
it's
you say
Hara?
Did you say Hawa like a Latino Jawa?
I'm sorry. I'm part
A Latino Jawa.
Yeah. The planet of Tatooine. Sorry, I'll leave.
Wow.
Utini, guys. Utini. Right?
What's going on here?
Courtney, bring us back.
Bring us back, Courtney.
We have a show tonight.
Done, check. Already went over it.
All right. It's going to be fun.
We're a troupe.
Yep.
We're three people.
No, it's going to be an awesome show. Looking forward to it.
Hey, let's take care of some Twitter stuff.
Oh, we actually got tweets. I can't check them.
Oh, you can't? Oh, well, then let me catch up. My apologies to Regular Karate, who says David Hatta would make the ultimate Walmart greeter. Sure.
How I doing?
Second guessing that tweet now, buddy?
That's pretty good. And then they'd be like, oh, why did you say it like that? I was like, well, because my name's Hara.
My name's Tara. Just, I thought your name was David.
Oh, yeah.
It's my last name.
Oh my God.
That time, they're already gone and like have made their purchase and they're out of the
store. Yeah, exactly. So
and they're like, why are you following me back to my car?
Because I've got a fun story to tell you. The shirt said 3 million people don't like you.
Dig Dug 727. Where are you, Dig Dug 727?
Oh.
All right. What does
says
he do?
Y'all are so tall in real life, or maybe you're just
he's
really short on the radio.
Hold on.
Where does he bake? Fair enough. Central Market for people.
Love their baked goods. Is he not that big of a fan that he couldn't bring us like some empanadas or something? Or
would really
right.
love
I know,
some
I know,
empanadas.
I know, but
that's empanadas.
This is not turning into that show. I'm not going to...
Let's go down the line and say what baked goods we like the best. Start with Mac Blake.
I like crescent rolls.
David Harrow.
Kolaches, right?
Joel Osborne.
Eat the shit out of some cupcakes.
Curtis Luciani. I like bread. Courtney Hopkin.
I like those ones with the... And he got them and then he shot the guy.
Yeah.
What?
Cannolis?
Yeah.
I thought she had like some repressed memory where she couldn't recall like a specific baked good that she bought when like she watched her dad get
shot. Exactly.
I don't know if you know that the Godfather movie is a documentary, and there was a little child in that car, and her name was Courtney Hopkins.
And that's also the origin of her superhero, the cannoli, because she uses the thing that was last in her head when her parents died.
Oh no! I'll dress like a cannoli to fight crime.
Yeah, she's beating me to death with a delicious cannoli.
I'm smothering you in a lemony sauce.
I'm really awkward to eat.
I squirt out the back for justice.
That's gross. That is gross.
Like how, so we went like 1, 2, 3 with a bit. You leaned in to go, that's gross. Like that was part of it.
I'm bitty.
Oh, what? So, hey, guys. I was looking at the internets today, and someone for some fucking reason asked Glenn Danzig.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
About something.
And lead singer of the Misfits and Danzig.
Asked him via, you know, a personal interview or video or tweet.
I don't know. One of them. But he said that...
Fun Fest Lamoid.
Yes. The guy
who... Burn.
Bailed because he was
yeah.
stuck in a mousetrap.
Mr. Chicken Sandwich himself.
Because he wanted some cheese. But they asked him... He was talking about how before the first X-Men movie came out, he was approached to play Wolverine.
Mm-hmm.
And... thank God that did not happen.
Wow.
But I think they just broached it with him. And then somebody asked him, how would you have played it differently?
Yeah.
And he said, well, if, you know, instead of Hugh Jackman, it was awesome. And he said that I wouldn't have played it so gay, quote unquote.
Wow. That's well done, Glenn Danzig.
Classy man.
Yep. It's unfortunate that such a golden voice was gifted to such a lowly soul.
Oh. You show a lot of empathy there for GD.
No, I'm serious. But I'm serious. Glenn Danzig, great voice. I love the Misfits. I mean, that kind of voice, that's a great voice. I like the way his voice sounds. What I'm saying is basically Glenn Danzig has what I'd consider, in singing terms, to be a good voice.
Hey, so, Curtis! It's me, Glenn Danzig.
Oh, my God, Glenn Danzig's
here,
everybody.
Whoa, Glenn Danzig's here, everybody!
Hey, Glenn Danzig, you might want to get out of here before Curtis makes love to your voice.
I got something to say. I like your opinions today.
Wow, listen.
Goodbye, everybody.
he got into a little clown car and drove away.
Come on, everybody. From beginning to end, let's all sing our favorite Misfit song.
No, Joel, no. But it reminded me, there's this...
I want you so bad.
There's this... the idea, by the way, of a Hollywood executive... Hollywood. He could be from Fox. Going down...
Which is in Burbank, as we all know.
Whatever. Going down to Glenn Danzig's house to talk to him about being a Wolverine and having to sit through that interview.
Is that what they do? Do they go down to people's house? Like,
in this scenario, it is, yeah.
Because we're going by a League of Their Own rules where they go to your house and recruit you and like take off their straw hat and kind of crumple
like,
it.
I don't know. I got these peas to shell.
Knock, you? Knock, knock, knock. Hollywood calling, Mr. Danzig. We've got a role for you.
You just hold on. I'm coming.
I like your Danzig better than mine.
Let's I got it. This trick hip.
I'm just a simple man. I don't know nothing about no Wolverine.
Hollywood Babylon. That's a good one. I like that one.
That's a good one.
But then it reminded me of this Danzig video where he's literally like, I don't know why this thing exists, but he's like sitting in front of a bookcase.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like shirtless.
Yeah, shirtless. And I think he almost,
I might actually turn to the camera and be like, oh, hi there.
Yeah.
And then he's like, I read a lot, got a lot of books, Bible, yeah. Satanic Bible, joy of cooking, joy of sex. Like all these, like, you know.
He's like, hey, Charles Bukowski. Oh, this is a good one. Nietzsche's Beyond Good and Evil and the memoirs of Aleister Crowley. And he's just like,
yeah,
it's like, okay, great. You are exactly what a 16-year-old boy would be if he had unlimited funds and could buy things leather-bound.
If Hot Topic had a book section, you clean them out.
Maybe it was like a VHS tape that, if you remember the Danzig fan club, he would send you and be like, you know, his version of Esquire.
Merry Christmas,
it's like,
1994.
It's basically what it is it's what happens if you search Amazon, just the term evil, and then sort by price. And it's like, first edition, leather-bound, Beyond Good and Evil. Here's Baudelaire's Flowers of Evil.
Here's that weird book of Tim Burton's poems of Evil.
I don't know about evil. More like boring.
Here's Evel Knievel's Memoirs, leather bound, signed by the author.
I got a copy of Deliver Us from Eva by mistake.
Is that Eva Mendes's?
Yes. It's that one woman show she made.
Okay. Leather bound DVD.
Thank you for the perfect transition, because I was thinking about that Danzig video and the fact that he's like just talking to the camera, no narrator.
Yeah.
I, at that point, wanted more than anything in the world to see a Glenn Danzig one-man show.
Oh, sure.
Where he just he starts out, he's on stage, he's like, oh, hi, I didn't see you there. And then just like talks about being Danzig or whatever. And like maybe there's just him on stage. Maybe they could play some audio cues of being like,
guys. Yeah. Got a little bit of a surprise for you.
No, what? Sir.
Guess what I've been working on for the past 5 months.
Let's hear it.
All right. I've only got the first few minutes of my Glenn Danzig one-man show, but this is how it starts. You know, the lights come up, and I just kind of fall on stage. And I'm arguing with someone off stage, clearly. And I'm just like, bullshit! No, those guys can fuck off! I'm going to do my own thing. You'll see. I can be a rock star on my own. I don't need face paint. I don't need anyone. Whoa, I fell through a time tunnel. Now it's me 20 years in the future. There's me. Hey, what are you doing? Hi, Danzig, I'm you.
How's this happening now?
I keep putting on a different hat.
Done.
Put on a Panama hat when I'm older Danzig, and I take it off when I'm younger Danzig.
Wait, what hat?
A Panama hat.
Oh, I thought you said cannonball hat. And I go, is that what you wear when you're getting fired out of a cannon?
No, it's a.
You mean a helmet?
That explains my confusion.
I'm looking for a cannonball hat.
Hand me my motorcycle cannonball hat.
It's a Cannonball Run 2 promotional hat that he acquired as part of his collection.
Cannonball hat,
huge
the Glenn
Dom
Danzig
DeLuise
story.
Fan.
You've got to get a cannonball hat before you ride that motorcycle.
Cannibal Rising.
I fall down, so I wear a cannonball hat.
We got a tweet from You Might Kill a Mood. It says, if Mac does not do an impression of Bon Iver, what does that mean?
You look like Bon Iver.
Oh, cool. There you go.
In your face, you look like someone boring.
Now I don't know who she is.
I believe it's Bon Jovi's son. Good night, everyone. Good night.
That's not how names work, Mac. You go by the last
name. Huh?
So it would be like Jovi Bear.
Moving on.
Did you know? Yes. Here's a fun true fact. This is a true fact. Bon Jovi's first recorded appearance is on the Star Wars Christmas Songs album.
What?
No.
Because he was the son of a record producer, and he put his voice in there for some of the background vocals. And he's on songs such as What Do You Give a Wookiee for Christmas If He Already Has a Comb? And that's a real one.
Crossing
that's a real
it off
one.
The list.
Yeah. So Bon Jovi fact, y'all.
Hey. Yeah,
I recently tried to watch that Star Wars Christmas special, and there was like it was about 15 minutes of the Wookiee family of like Chewbacca and his family. 15 minutes of them communicating like.
Yeah, it was like a sitcom.
Wait, was it translated underneath with their subtitles?
I don't know. I was really drunk.
No.
Okay. It was and I was so drunk that I covered up the bottom portion of the screen.
Is that a scale of drunkenness?
With my continuous stream of vomit.
Did they make you like, all right, walk a straight line. Now watch this movie. Does it got subtitles?
Take me away, officer. I don't know, Rashomon.
What are those Wookiees saying to each other, son?
You have to make up a story to pass a sobriety test? Well, he's mad at her infidelity. And, all right, you can go.
How are you getting that?
Word for word.
Well, hey, guys, we got to take one more commercial break. We'll be back with some more Mask Gaming Show on your terrific neighbors. Ooh, mood lighting.
Hello, Sketchfest. This is Chet Weatherman. That's right, Chet Weatherman. When I'm down by the harbor fighting off a gang of Lithuanian dockworkers, whose money I just won in a high-stakes game of Cranium, the last thing I want to do is have them see me sweat, because Lithuanians can smell fear. They don't like talking about it, but they can. That's why I use Mitchum Antiperspirant. Those foreign devils won't get the satisfaction of seeing those damp rings around your pits.
Did you just check your watch? You asshole.
Stay in character.
That's why I use Mitchum Antiperspirant. Those foreign devils won't get the satisfaction of seeing those damp rings around your pits while I work you over with broken pieces of a radiator. Mitchum is tough stuff. It stops sweat odor dead in its sleep. Did I mention its intoxicating smell? Mitchum can take the stink off of Bay M. So take it from me, Chet Weatherman. Mitchum takes your underarm swamp smell and buries it deep down like it's secret Nazi gold. If you're not a Mitchum man, I'll clock you right in your stupid face, and I'm wearing at least two heavy rings. Mitchum antiperspirant, damn powerful stuff.
Thank you for your indulgence, audience.
Oh, shit. And let's do a reset. We're coming down the home stretch of the Mascot Wedding Show. My name is David Hotta.
My name is Matt Blake. And we have a special in ballroom guest, your terrific neighbors.
I'm Joel Osborne.
I'm Curtis Luciani.
I'm Courtney Hopkins.
Courtney Hopkins, awesome. So what are you guys working on these days?
Actually, it's pretty exciting. Your terrific neighbors have had a lot of opportunities over the past few months to do some different stuff, and we're excited about some of the stuff we're working on right now. We're currently working on a project with it's a company called Academy Services. It was actually formerly known as XE Services, and before that it was Blackwater USA. And we're actually...
Wait, hold on. Blackwater. That was like that... Private security company?
Paramilitary.
Helping
out our troops, helping out our country in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Well, I just want to say we support the troops, so I don't...
I don't know about
you guys, but we support the troops.
We do.
But anyhow, we're consulting with
Sound
them
a little defensive.
A,
shut up! We do!
Anyone who's been to the Eurotrific website, sorry, Eurotrific Neighbors website, which is what it's called, Eurotrific website, easily knows instantly you support the troops.
Yeah,
a lot of flag gifts.
We're just doing some light consulting work with them about, you know, the effects, the possible effects of comedy and humiliation in certain circumstances, you know, where someone might be a little bit vulnerable. Maybe, you know, you kind of want psychologically just give them a little bit of a push one way or another to kind of see how they react.
Wait, what do you mean one way or another? Like you would actually bum someone out with comedy?
Well, no. It's not so much like bum someone out. It's just like, you know, like... you know, like brain is, if you could like kind of just like twist the brain a little and kind of like make, you know, if
that
you could
take
good. Someone's selfhood away a little bit.
If I may.
Yeah.
A lot of it has to do with the last scene of Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Okay.
When all the weasels laugh themselves to death.
Yeah.
That's one of the last scenes.
Yeah.
But go ahead.
Well, so you might look at that and say that's funny, but.
But
that's
our
a
government,
real weapon.
Our government wants to know, can this happen?
What'd you say, Courtney?
It's a real weapon.
That's not cool, guys.
Yeah.
That sounds kind of fucked up.
It is.
So, like, we're taking that phrase.
And we get mad cash for it.
Really?
Yes.
What?
Now, when you come out, I mean, do you do, like, a full show?
Well, yes and no.
Yeah, they're trying to take certain elements from it and kind of distill them down into basic components that could break a man, especially a man with, you know, strong religious principles of
some
kind.
We're not in the field. We're more doing sort of a workshopping, sort of field testing, sort of... thing.
Yeah.
So,
you
know, we have a sort of a test stage.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
We have a test.
We have
subject.
Test subjects. Yeah. You know.
And
people.
You know,
vulnerable people with problems. People, you know, a little bit more fungible.
We find
mentally speaking
under
than
bridges.
The average person.
Mostly
yeah.
Foreign prisoners who have no chance of seeing the light of day.
Oh, that's. Guys, that doesn't sound good at
yeah,
all.
Yeah, it kind of sounds bleak.
Yeah.
Well, we're doing. We're working on some other projects as well. Courtney, you want to tell them about our exciting viral series we're working on?
Coney Up.
Cody Up?
Coney.
Coney Island.
Yeah.
Okay.
Give money to Coney.
Yeah.
Just Coney up for Coney.
That guy's gotten a lot of bad press, and you know we really feel both sides of every debate should be surfaced. So
I don't. It's
using
really
our comedy, we want to kind of do some viral videos, see if we can't get a little bit of money, a little bit of support for this guy. Because I don't know. I mean, he seems like he's getting a bad rap, and no
he
one really
deserves
that.
He seems
like
he's helping children who don't have anywhere to go.
Yeah.
Can I give you one note?
Yeah, please.
Pony up for Coney?
Don't give them notes, David.
I think it would help them with their cause.
No, it's not a good cause, guys.
I'm looking forward to hearing more about this Coney gentleman.
Up.
Guys, it's
Pony
not a good
up.
Cause.
Yeah, no, I mean, Pony look, up. No one likes to be bullied on the internet. We all agree on that. Right, people? This guy's getting bullied.
Oh, we got a crowd full of bullies.
Now, I don't know. I mean, clearly you're not digging this. Joel, would you tell him some of the other things we got going on?
Some of the other things we got going on is an eco weapon that we're developing.
Oh, okay,
guys,
come on.
Maybe not.
How did you guys?
We've got to destroy these rainforests.
Guys, yeah. How did you get started?
Can laughter be harnessed as a kind of sonic saw?
No.
To slice
no.
Just kind of level. Can I finish?
I don't know. Can you?
It's not what your wife says. Bam!
Yeah, back on top.
Wait.
Oh,
yeah.
Seriously, guys, cut it out.
What does Margaret say?
She says, I can't finish.
Like what? Like a.
Wait, time out. You're married?
Like I can't finish.
5 years, happily.
Oh, wow.
Pleasing her, pleasuring her. I can't finish that class, that night class that I started.
She hates it when you don't finish classes. Oh, classic Margaret.
Night class is what me and my wife call sex.
Hey,
so
and have you heard of Comic Relief?
Oh, yeah.
We're putting together our own festival called Ha Ha Fuck You.
That sounds terrible. Are you guys looking for like a live podcast recording?
We use the money we raise to take different like charities to court.
Oh my God! Yeah.
That's not a good idea.
We've sued Planned Parenthood and Amnesty International. What we try and do is
Salvation Army.
We try and dig up some obscure copyright infringement they've made with some past promotional material. And just
Salvation Army is now
hammer
them is now bankrupt, and they now owe us like what, like $3 billion?
Yeah, we took their dumb bass drums and their stupid looking uniforms.
That's terrible.
You guys are awful.
Bass drums.
Terrible,
yeah.
Awful
I assume
people.
Salvation Army still operates the way they did in the Guys and Dolls.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes. Or on the cover of the Zatarain's package, apparently.
Yeah. If you need a coat for the winter, learn to play these drums.
I'd actually wouldn't mind that as opposed to the bell ringing when you walk up.
Yeah, because a bass drum sounds amazing.
Well, I mean, like, let's say
thudding away.
Let's say someone's walking up and they're like, ding, 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 ding. But if you walk up and you're like, you know, I can't do a bass drum. Can someone help me out? You know what? Never mind.
Yeah, and they're not going to be like...
Don't applaud.
It's just one bass drum. There's not like a hi-hat or anything. They're not going solo on it.
Where's the Salvation Army bucket drumming? That's
Speaking
what I
Speaking of drums, oh, Courtney. No. Courtney's a drummer.
I am.
And she's going to drum in our band.
What?
That's right. We are a band, too.
We're talking about a thing that's real now.
Really?
Yeah, this is real. We're going to have a run of shows at Salvage Vanguard Theater in June and July.
Oh, plug time.
Like June 22nd through July 23rd, I believe.
July 14th.
And it's going to feature comedy and raw in-your-face bass and drum and no lead guitar punk music. For real.
When I think of Your Terrific Neighbors, I think of that description you just said. Raw, yeah. In-your-face punk music.
In-your-face hardcore.
Yeah, also eco-weapons.
Yes, I always think of that.
Now, are you going to have seating at your show, or are you going to leave room in case a pit breaks out?
There's going to be seating, but then there's going to be like a tape to tape off the...
Taped pit, strong play.
The pit, and if you step outside the tape, you get kicked the fuck out.
Nice.
Yeah, you got to.
Yes.
Now, Courtney...
End that joke.
Oh, that was a joke? I forgot what I was going to say.
Dark turn.
Courtney, yeah, I saw pictures of you guys in the studio on Facebook, and I noticed you were wearing a Reverend Horton Heat t-shirt.
Yes.
And I had a question. When did you jump off of being a Reverend Horton Heat fan? Because no one is still a Reverend Horton Heat fan. That's more of a late 90s, early 2000s thing. Was it Spend a Night in the Box? Was it Space Heater? We could talk about this. Go ahead.
You're listening to Heat Check, the Reverend Horton Heat podcast. All Reverend, all
you
the time.
You tell him, Courtney. You tell him.
The Reverend is awesome.
I agree.
He's not listening to this.
Counter argument to what you just said.
Stand up bass.
Yeah, I can't imagine why no one plays stand up bass.
Yeah, exactly. It's so fun to load out and load in.
Well, I tell you what, guys. We're actually out of time.
What?
I know.
We had so much fun.
I know we'd have fun. Hey, live studio audience, make some noise so we can hear you guys. Woo! Thanks a lot. Now let's hear it for Your Terrific Neighbor.
Yeah!
They're gonna be playing tonight at 10 p.m. right here with Your Delicious Moments, just Delicious Moments. It's gonna be a fucking awesome show. Thanks a lot for coming out. Thanks a lot, Andrew Schmidt, for working sound the booth.
Thank you, Andrew.
Thanks to everybody else. My name is Mac Blake.
Thanks My name is David Hanna.
Joel Osborne.
Mara Suciani.
Courtney Hopkin.
Thank you. You wanna do the thing?
Yeah.
All right, for more information about Mascot Wedding, including archives of past shows and information about various night jobs and side gigs, you may visit mascotwedding.com. Email us, mascotwedding@gmail.com. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter, @mascotwedding. Thank you guys so much.
Goodbye, David.
Goodbye, Mac.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.